Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning.
You've been looking at Maui this week, and I was just back east in New York, and for people there, Maui remains this elusive dream destination, right?
And Maui tourism authorities hope that it won't be elusive.
That's right.
That there'll be enough to draw them there. And, judging by what we saw last year, that could very well be the truth. Now, all week we've heard from different voices on Maui about the changes the island is undergoing and how Maui is, well, different from other islands. If you missed any of the segments, we've compiled them into a podcast. It's on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org. Now, getting visitors to recognize Maui's special qualities is clearly working. Last year, Maui logged a record number of visitor arrivals and an increase in both daily spending and days spent on Maui. That's the reason the tourism industry is driving some of the change on Maui. The airport area is just one example. And the impact of other Maui changes will also affect visitors' experiences. Terrell Wenzel is the executive director of the Maui Visitors Bureau. She joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth. It's a pleasure.
Good to talk to you, too. As you look around your island and see all the change happening, is it as apparent as it is to someone who comes to Maui and sees all of these changes that have seemingly sprung up in the last couple of years? Do you feel the impact of that?
I think that we do feel the impact. I think that we work among ourselves and our partners in the community to make that as palatable as possible. I certainly think that in the case, for example, of HCNS, when our visitors fly in, and particularly those who are repeat visitors, which is in the high 70s, they are certainly going to see a change as they fly in and the sugar cane, if you will, is missing.
Right. No more waving cane fields, just fields.
Yes. Yes. Now, there are people who are working very hard to figure out how to work with that and how to plant and do things on that land that will keep it from being barren, keep it from the runoffs or anything else that could happen. So that's what we do on Maui. The different industries, we cross over industries when it's needed and when it works for us as a community.
How do you define that stress between, or the tension between people who live and work on Maui and what has been driven by the visitor industry to make sure that visitors have a good experience?
We do the same thing that I just said. It's all about partnerships. And, when we get all of those accolades from Condé Nast and TripAdvisor and many things, that's truly about the experience. And we continue to stay with a very high satisfaction rating. It's in the high 90s. And so sometimes we, rightfully so, see things that sometimes visitors don't. And they still experience a beautiful place. They experience wonderful, wonderful people and great culture. And there is still, and I guess there always will be. There was when I came here 30 years ago, the push-pull of how many should we have and, does it affect the traffic and all of that? But we really do work very hard to mitigate as much of that as we can, and we do it as it comes along. So hopefully it's not quite as recognizable as the unfortunate closing of HCNS.
But what you can't really control are the number of people who have been moving to Maui. That has to be an impact that you feel, as well as the impacts that people moving to Maui feel because of the visitor industry.
That's true. We cannot control who comes and who goes. But again, as we try to mitigate by, the improvements, for example, at the airport, the improvements on our roadways, there's lots of things going on that improve this community all the time. And that's the only way that we can mitigate and deal with the with the changes that happen.
With the big change around the airport, obviously that's been one of the focus of areas that you're dealing with. But what else do you find that's on your list that maybe the rest of us don't see as much or don't know much about?
Well, you know, one of the things that I've watched over the years in changes is that Maui has really become a mature destination. Yes, there are still lots of people who have not come here and who still think that it's, you know, exotic and it's their dream vacation. And those are the people that we want to reach out to all the time. But the thing that I see is the maturity of our destination, both in ways that people are more aware of us than they used to be, and also that some of our inventory, some of our roadways, all of that infrastructure kind of thing has matured. And so we, when it's possible and we have the opportunity to speak up, then we try to let folks know that we have huge competition out there and a lot of new resorts that are easier to get to and less expensive. So without constantly upgrading and renovating and doing better, Maui will fall behind. So as an industry, we talk about that often, and mm-hmm. we talk about how hotels can do things. Right now, one of the big things is broadband, is getting more broadband to our islands. And I don't think that's just a Maui problem. I think that's a problem in general. And it's more difficult than it is in the continental U.S., for example. So those are things that, while we don't talk about them all the time, we're working on them constantly.
So as you have a base of people who are repeat visitors to Maui, who have obviously witnessed a lot of these changes if they've been coming for a number of years, and also looking to reach out to the folks who look at Maui as being, you know, the dream vacation, how would you describe that latter group? I mean, who's your target visitor these days?
Well, we love those first-time visitors because typically they will stay in resort areas. They typically do spend more, and they typically don't necessarily stay longer, but they do more activities or they go to more shows and that sort of thing. So we love that group.
And where are they coming from?
They're coming mostly out of the East, but there's a big section of the Midwest as well that we continue to try to reach to in the areas of Colorado, but up and down the Pacific Northwest and California. That's really our bread and butter for repeat visitors. The challenge on the East Coast, of course, is that folks think that, well, it's like the Caribbean.
It's closer. Yeah.
Maybe even Mexico. But you know what happens when I talk to them after they've come for the first time? What I hear from them is, my gosh, this isn't at all like those other places we thought. And so, you know, then I try to make them be my salesperson when I go back to the East Coast.
Right, make them your ambassadors. If you had
exactly.
to just capsulize very briefly what you think that the challenges of Maui from a tourist perspective will be in the next 10 years, what would it be?
Well, I think it's learning what the millennials want and how they operate and how, you know, how we can best satisfy them. I think it's keeping up with new strategies for marketing. Social media, of course, has become huge. And so first you dabble in it in a way that truly is just about social sharing information. Now it's adding advertising to that. I don't know what's going to be next, but I do know there'll be a next. And so we started small. We started with something like Facebook and Twitter. Now I think we have about 5 or 6 platforms that we're on. And so keeping up with that social media and determining as we go along that you can't give up the typical publication sort of things.
The bread and butter.
What's the balance? Yeah. What's the balance? How much do you put in this area for marketing? How much do you do over here? And that will continue to change as we move forward.
All right. I wish we could talk more about this, but we will in future. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Terrell Wenzel is the Executive Director of the Maui Visitors Bureau.